Hiccup looked straight into the suddenly glittering eyes of Alvin the Treacherous. All the pleasantness had fallen away from him again. He raised his arm with a storm blade fixed into it. Alvin didn't need to say anything. Hiccup knew what he wanted. "Oh, no," said Hiccup, backing slowly away. "I'm not going to open this door." "Oh, but you are," smiled Alvin the Treacherous, resting the point of the storm blade right in the centre of Hiccup's chest. "But I'm not the heir to Grimbeard the Ghastly," Hiccup protested. "Snotlout is the heir. He's the one who found the treasure. Remember the riddle?"
"Ah, but was that the real treasure that Snotlout found?" asked Alvin. "Perhaps Grimbeard put it there as a decoy to make people think they'd found the real treasure when all along it was lying here. What better hiding place than a cavern accessible only by water? And if that wasn't the real treasure, that means Snotlout isn't necessarily the true heir to the Hairy Hooligans."
"Well, that's a relief in any case," said Fishlegs,
trying to lighten the tension.
"You are the true heir," said Alvin quietly. "When I asked on the Lucky 13 who was the heir to the Hairy Hooligans, who stood up? You did, not Snotlout. This has all been a test set by Grimbeard the Ghastly and Fate herself. Only now does the riddle make sense, for what have we just escaped from but a watery grave? And whose beast has just sniffed out this door? Your beast.
See? Said Toothless. Toothless is better, sniffer than Fireworm.
You are the true heir to the Hairy Hooligans, Hiccup, said Alvin. And so only you can open this door and live.
I don't want to open this door, said Hiccup. If you give me enough time, I'm sure I can get us out of here without opening it. What about the booby traps? You open Grimbeard's coffin and you lose your right hand. We open Grimbeard's treasure chest and it triggers a smell that wakes up the scullions. I know that if we open this door, something really unpleasant is going to happen, sure as fish eggs are fish eggs. And the surprises are getting worse, if anything.
I forgot to mention, said Alvin silkily, if you don't open the door, you die.
He pressed the storm blade forward a bit so that it pierced the skin just above Hiccup's heart. Let me get this straight, said Hiccup. If I do open this door, you won't kill me or my friends.
I promise, said Alvin. Word of a treacherous.
Word of a treacherous, groaned Fishlegs. Says it all, really. He'll kill us as soon as he has the treasure, if there is any treasure behind that door.
But otherwise he's going to kill us now, Hiccup pointed out. I haven't got a lot of choice. Hiccup leaned forward, biting his lip, and slid the heavy iron bolt to the left. Not a good idea, not a good idea, not a good idea, repeated Fishlegs and Toothless to themselves, closing their eyes. Hiccup slowly opened the door.